Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and we're starting off the program a little bit late tonight, but that's quite fine. I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new music and different stuff that I've been checking out recently. And what you just heard was brand new stuff from Sleaford Mods, and they have a brand new album out called Eaten Alive. And they put out quite a few records pretty much once a year, I guess. And I haven't had a chance to listen to this one too much, but I'm going to have to listen to a little bit more before the end of the year and see if it makes a way for my top 10 of 2018. I know one of their previous albums has. And if you're not familiar, Sleaford Mods is a British duo, and they make some really kind of angry, almost kind of in a way, rap and kind of punk music. And he just kind of does like a freestyle, not really like a freestyle, but more like a sing-speak vocals, and kind of does a lot of kind of working class themes and subcultures and stuff like that. It's really, really great stuff. And once again, that's brand new stuff from Sleaford Mods, and you heard a track off of it called OBCT off the brand new album called Eaten Alive. So hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening, and I do believe classes are wrapping up, so hopefully you're able to get ready for exams and whatnot. But if you're looking for some study music, you can always listen to CITR. And if you want, head to our website, citr.ca, and you could grab the podcasts, and you can see a playlist of recently played songs. So yesterday, I had the chance to see Eurochromes out of New York. They're a group out of Massachusetts, and they're really like a punk duo, but it has a live, or it has a drum machine, similar to like some bands like a Nice Face. And they do kind of remind me of FNU Ronnie's in some way. But Eurochromes played yesterday along with Show Me the Body at the Wise Club. And it was a super, super good show. If you get the chance, definitely see Eurochromes live. The frantic, rabid frontman puts out an incredible live show. So we're going to hear some new stuff from Eurochromes. And they have a new album out called Trope House. And I do believe it's on the Wharf Cat record label, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, so we're gonna hear a track off of it called Milieu, and then after that we're gonna hear something from a band that I feel is quite similar in some ways, something from Nice Face, and this is off a 7-inch called Mnemonic Device, and you're gonna hear the track called Mnemonic Device. And this is a 7-inch that came out on the Sacred Bones record label, as well as a few other albums from Nice Face has been released on that record label. Check it out at nicefaceband.bandcamp.com. And then after Nice Face, you can hear something from Show Me the Body and a track off the new album that was just released a few months ago. We're going to hear the opening track, something called Camp Orchestra off the album called Dog Whistle by Show Me the Body. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Eurochromes. The track is called Milieu.
Yeah. In the context of Vancouver. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Silver bell.
X at Mint Records.
We know you'll have a great time at this year's Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
Join us at the Red Gate on November
30th
for a warm and festive evening of music with Dumb, Tough Age, Necking, Supermoon, Kellarissa, and Jay Arner.
As usual, Santa will be giving away presents jammed with goodies from his elves at Audiopile, Nemesis Coffee, Lucky's Comics, and Sixth Cent Press, along with a surprise mint release to the first 50 people through the door.
Limited advance tickets are available online or at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records.
X.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was something from Show Me the Body, a track called Camp Orchestra, is taken from the new album out called Dog Whistle. Prior to that, you heard some older stuff from Nice Face. And actually, I had mentioned the wrong song. I had mentioned a song called Mnemonic Device. Decided not to play that because I actually played that on a previous episode of Canada Post Rock. So I decided to play something from the album called Immer Etwas. And you heard the track called I Want Your Damage. And before Nice Face, you heard Eurochromes with a track called Milieu. It's taken off the Trope House album. And I do believe that's out on Wharf Cat Records. And if I'm not mistaken, a few of their stuff has come out on that Wharf Cat record label. Anyways, check it out at wharfcatrecords.com. They're a really great label, and they're pretty good about sending us physical copies here at CITR Radio. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party starting tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Redgate Art Society, which is down on Main Street, 1965. And it's going to be a really great show. It's usually super packed, and there's tons of people there every year. So you're going to hear something from the lineup. The lineup includes Tough Age, Dumb, Necking, Supermoon, Kellerisa, as well as Jay Arner. So we're going to hear a few of these artists in this next set, and we're going to hear something from Tough Age and a track off the album called Shame, and you'll hear a track called Me in Glue. After that, you can hear something from Dumb. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Tough Age.
Bye. It's great. It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off Broadway. I can see it now.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from Dumb, a track called Columbo. It's off the brand new Club Nights album that came out recently. And prior to that, you heard something from Tough Age off the 2017 album called Shame. You heard the track called Me in Glue. And those two artists are playing tomorrow night at the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party at the Red Gate on Main Street, 1965 Main Street to be exact. And up next, we're going to hear something from Supermoon and a track off an older cassette that came out in 2015, something called Comet Lovejoy. You're going to hear a track off of it called I've Been Told is what you're going to hear. And then after that, you're going to hear some brand new stuff from Jay Arner. And he's got a new release out that I do believe it's just called Three. Yeah, it's just called Three, and it's a shorter track. And I think it's primarily, actually, I'm not sure. I haven't listened to all of it, but the one track I did was very kind of synth-based. And after Jay Arner, you can hear, actually, no, we're just going to hear these two tracks. We're going to hear something called Thanks by Jay Arner off J3. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from an older Supermoon release. And I think it came out way back in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, this is a track called I've Been Told off the Comet Lovejoy release.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was Jay Arner, a track off the new album called J3. You heard the track called Thanks. And this album is primarily kind of synth and vocoder based. It's a little bit more exploratory and experimental compared to previous Jay Arner releases. And this is also featuring Jessica Delisle of Energy Slime, and also the partner of Jay Arner. Prior to that, you heard Supermoon with an older release called Comet Lovejoy. You had the track called I've Been Told. And those two artists are playing tomorrow night at the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party. And it's starting at 8 p.m. And I do believe tickets are $10 online pre-order or $15 at the door. So it's really a great deal for a really great show. And once again, that's the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party starting tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Redgate. So up next, we're going to move into a little bit different direction and start to get into the more experimental and ambient territory. You're going to hear something from the Toronto-based ambient and drone artist, named Aidan Baker. And he was primarily based out of Toronto for a long time, and I think Montreal for a bit, if I'm not mistaken. But he's currently based in Berlin, Germany. And he also went under the name Nadja. And they make some really long-form, heavy, crushing, drone experimental releases. And I do believe his partner, Leah Bakarov, is also a part of that project. But he puts out a lot of solo releases under his own name. You could check it out at aidanbaker.bandcamp.com. The latest release is something called The Forever Tapes. And it's a little bit more of a experimental krautrock and electronica. It's slightly different from what I know from Aidan. So it's a pretty interesting sound coming from him. From the album called The Forever Tapes, you're going to hear something called, what was the track I had queued up? Oh, something called Climbing Into Light. And then after that, you're going to hear a hip-hop artist out of Toronto named Fevra. And then we'll see what we get to after that. I think we're just going to hear these two, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Aidan Baker. This track is called Climbing Into Light.
Thank you. Yeah. Nigga, I can't take no more. Telling me to chill, I can't wait no more. Watch my life stand still. What you don't understand is time it waits for no man. Facing my two hands, contemplate my own plans. Where you to stand and criticize me? Don't penalize me for chasing dreams. I'm just after that cream. See these niggas try to doubt them. I just make movements without them. Now I'm ducking, dodging jabs like my name is Ali. Honestly, why you talking that shit? Don't act like a bitch. I'm so fed up with he say, she say shit. See the knives behind my back from the trust that's been misplaced. Shame on me if I make the same mistakes. I'm surrounded by these two-faced niggas. See who stays with you when you're down and out. Who's gonna switch up? Cause once with this, you don't come around. Talk my business, fuck your feelings. My nigga, would you please get the fuck up off my dick with your nonsense? Look in my eyes, do you see my demons? My mind is locked, swallowing my pride, and I'm standing on the defense. Man, criticize me, won't give me the reasons. Too quick to point the fingers, or tell me which hands are cleanest. Whispers all behind me, I shook hands with a two-faced. Knives in my back from the trust that's been misplaced. Broken promises rain on me, now it is too late. Shame on me if I make the same mistakes. Get all up through the valley of death. Say a prayer, Lord, please keep an eye on my steps. Seeing death on every corner. To all my niggas right across the border, well, a cop will kill a nigga for a quarter.
Hey UBC students, love doing arts and crafts or just making things in general? We've got you covered. The AMS Print Club works to bring you crafts from different cultures, backgrounds, and decor styles. We aim to bring about cultural and environmental awareness through the arts and crafts. Check out our Facebook page, Print Arts and Crafts, or email us at printartscraftsclub@gmail.com for more details.
Our planet, home to seven continents, each more fascinating than the last. Life in abundance. Out of all our planet's wonders, there's one thing you shouldn't miss. Tune in at 11 p.m. Thursdays and listen to the Backburner Show. Who knows what magical things await? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Fevra out of Toronto, with the track called Quarters, and that was featuring Migs, I'm guessing, who is the MC, and that was off a release called Villanova Junction Revisited, and that's a new release that was into that was sent into the station, and a new release on our new music shelf, and you can check it out at fevra.bandcamp.com. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from Dune Conda, a new release out on the Hyperdub record label, and a new album called Labyrinth is what you're going to hear, and from Dune Conda you're going to hear a track called Enigma. And Dune Conda is a album artist, or no, an artist that has done some artwork for Arca, as well as Bjork, FKA Twigs, and numerous others, and definitely check out some of the artwork if you haven't. Perhaps you've already seen it if you listen to some of these albums. And it's a really great stuff. And if you're not familiar with the Hyperdub record label, definitely check it out. It's the label that Burial is on, as well as Fatima El Kadiri and Code 9, all kinds of great dubstep type music. And Anyways, after Dune Conda, you can hear something from Joy Overmono, which is Joy Orbison as well as Overmono, and they're collaborating on a split that came out on, actually I'm not sure if it's a split, I think it's a collaboration I should say. Anyways, it's called Bromley backed with Still Moving, and it's out on the XL record label. Always this great stuff on the XL label. So we're going to hear something called Still Moving from Joy Overmono, and then I think that's it. We'll get back to you and talk to you some more after these two tracks. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Dune Conda with a track called Enigma.
Thank you.
That was something from a release from Joy Over Mono, which is a collaboration between Joy Orbison as well as Over Mono. That was a track called Still Moving off the single called Bromley / Still Moving. That's out on XL Recordings. And before that, you heard something from Dune Conda with a track called Enigma off the Labyrinth release, and that's a new album out on Hyperdub Records, making some really interesting kind of a chamber and classical music with a little bit of electronica and grime beats. Anyways, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and there's a few artists that are real underground legends in the noise scene, and one of which is Merzbow. And he's a Japanese noise artist who's been on the scene since, I think in the 80s is when he started. I should probably know more, since I've quite a few Merzbow releases. It started in the late 70s, and it's put out a huge, huge library of music. And recently, one of his legendary albums called Pulse Demon, that came out in 1996, was just recently reissued by Relapse Records, of all record labels. Relapse is really great, a loud label, but they've really been expanding to some really great experimental territory. I think they put out a really recent project from Justin Broderick. But anyways, they're reissuing and remastering the 1996 album called Pulse Demon. And if you've heard this release, this is kind of a time when earlier in his work, it tends to be a lot more chaotic, more analog type electronics and sounds like that. But in the 90s, he kind of got into this period where he was using a lot of laptops, and it was really primarily dominated by a very heavy granular sound that really kind of blanketed the listener, I guess, with his noise. So it's not quite as chaotic, but this is an album that really has that intense chaotic sound. And I warn you, this is a very heavy and very abrasive track, so you may want to turn down your earphones or turn down your volume a little bit, as you may have to turn it up for my quiet voice. But anyways, from Merzbow, you're going to hear a track called Woodpecker Number 2. And I think we're just going to hear this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, this is some punishing music from Merzbow.
Come on. Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
When the forces of white heteropatriarchal capitalism try to get you down, 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 down.
If that's what you wanna do.
Bechdel Test Burlesque is here to lift you up with a jam-packed, star-studded evening of pop culture critique powered by Thrill Joy Feminism. After 6 years of sold-out shows from Seattle to the University of Oregon, Bechdel Test Burlesque is coming to Vancouver with an international intersectional coalition of nerdy feminists to prove that rebellions are built on hope. One night only at the Rio Theatre on November 30th. This show is not to miss. Check out riotheatertickets.com for more information and to buy tickets.
We can go crazy in the pop.
And that was something from Merzbow, the Pulse Demon album that was recently reissued and remastered, was what you heard, and a track called Woodpecker Number 2. Hope you enjoyed that, and it is quite heavy and quite abrasive. And if you're interested in this type of music, definitely check out the other discography of Merzbow. And another great release is the, I do believe it's the 1930 album. I think he's got some stuff out on the Zadek record label, and numerous other record labels has put out stuff. And this is the Japanese musician, Masima Akita. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear something from the Pan record label, a really great label putting out some stuff from Toxe, as well as Crystal Mess, is what you're going to hear. It's a split that they just put out. You can hear something called Kiss Kiss, and that's by Toxe. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Shed, and that's a new release that was just put out on the Ostgut-Tund record label. And you'll hear the track, or the album called Odor Brook. And you're going to hear a track called Sea Lower Hohen. And yeah, so I do believe he's a DJ based on the, yeah, around the German-Polish border is what it says, here. But once again, that's something from Shed, S-H-E-D. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Toxe out on the Pan record label. This track is called Kiss Kiss. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Shed. That was a track called Sea Lower Hohen off the Oderbrook album that was just put out on the Ostgut Ton record label. And before that, you heard something from a split between Toxe and Crystal Mess. That was something out on the Pan record label. And you heard the track called Kiss Kiss. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. And head to our website, citr.ca, in case you missed anything. So I'm going to leave you with something from the Hospital Productions record label, really great noise label based out of New York, putting out some punishing noise and industrial music. And what you're going to hear is a forthcoming album from Moonbeam Terror. It's supposed to come out on December 6th, and you'll hear a track called Reluctant Immortal. And Moonbeam Terror is a new project from a guy named Angela, who is one half of a group called Auto Erotic Christ, who is another noise artist out on the Hospital Productions record label. So you're going to hear a track called Reluctant Immortal, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming with Scalds Hall up next at 9 p.m. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. This is something from Moonbeam Terror.